Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Man, I'm excited to be preaching here tonight. Amen. It's an awesome place to preach at. I love our pastor. Love you, Landmark. I really do. I remember when I came in, Thomason Street, Brother Bain. First time I ever come to church, we were going on the men's fishing trip. He spent the whole trip talking to me, make sure I felt comfortable. And I'll never forget that. Amen. We started in a fire there, and it's still going strong here at Landmark. I really appreciate that. Amen. Love Pastor and Sister Marshburn. I'm really grateful for them. Hallelujah, and their family. Let me get out of the announcements and get to the Word of God here. He's preaching now. John 3:16. If you have your Bibles, John 3:16. I didn't get anything to the sound man, so this one can almost be quoted. Hallelujah. John 3:16. The Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I know the pastor said it, but I love to say it too. "For the Spirit so loved the world that He gave His only begotten flesh." Amen. It's good to understand the Word of God and know exactly what it means and know how to apply it to your life. The Word of God is awesome, but it does you no good until you apply it to your life. Amen. So let's understand it. Let's get a grasp on it, and then let's use it, because it's our salvation. It's going to take us to heaven, and that's our ultimate goal. Amen? So if you lay your Bibles down, your iPads, we're going to preach a message entitled, "For the Love of God." For the Love of God. Let's pray about it. Lord Jesus, we love You. Give You the praise, the glory, and the honor right now. Thank You for the Holy Ghost, God. Your mercy and Your goodness and Your kindness, God. Lord, we pray for this message, God. Lord, that You would bless it. Lord, that You would minister, God, and that You would have Your way in the remainder of this service. God, we give You all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. For the love of God. So we've heard that said in a sarcastic way, but we're going to look at it in a different light tonight. We're not going to say it in a sarcastic way. We're not going to say it in a condescending way. But the way we're going to look at it is for the love of God. If it wasn't for the love of God, where would we be right now? And if it wasn't for the love of God, what kind of chance would we have right now? But because of the love of God, we have hope and we have a chance. Amen? The love of God, one of the most preached about subjects in all of Christianity, especially nowadays with the easy believism, where you just believe. Used to, they would get you to the altar to at least repent, get you baptized, but now if they get a good nod out of you, they'll write you down as being saved. Amen. That is the type of religion that is floating around right now. Just a easy believism. It doesn't take a whole lot to get to God, but I know that the writer said that, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. It takes something to get to God. It takes an humble spirit. It takes repentance. It takes calling out on His name. But when you get to Him and He touches your life and changes you forever, then from then on out, then you have a mission from God. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank God for a reason to live for Him. Amen. A purpose. Many people can tell you what they have heard about the love of God. But how many people can actually tell you about the love of God? When you talk to someone, it's very easy to differentiate between the two. Does it take long for you to notice somebody that is standing on the outside looking in compared to somebody that has been to the mountaintop with God? Hallelujah. You can tell the difference between the two. Somebody that is barely scratching the surface or knowing God and the people that has been to the mountain with God. You can feel the deepness in their tone and the seriousness and the passion when they talk about where God has brought them from. It's really put on my heart this week about this message. But I thought about it growing up. We grew up in a small church. And there was a lady that was kind of like the mother of the church. And she would always sit on her front porch and we'd go talk to her. And as a young boy, I'd run by and listen to her. And she'd say things like, living for God just gets sweeter and sweeter as the years go by. I thought, man, she's crazy. What in the world is she talking about? But if you ever begin to live for God and cultivate a relationship with Him, each year as you go through things and you begin to grow, the appreciation for what God does for you, it becomes sweeter. It becomes greater. It's a greater joy, a greater appreciation. Hallelujah. Now I know what she was talking about when she said, living for God gets sweeter and sweeter as the years go by. Every year that ticks off that I live for God, I began to raise up my hands and I began to thank Him for where He's brought me from and where He's taken me to, that I've got a purpose in my life, that I got a hope in my life, that I got a chance in my life that I didn't used to have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can feel the deepness in their tone, the seriousness and the passion when they talk about what God has brought them from. It's very special to hear a new convert, someone who has just received the Holy Ghost, testify of what God has done for them. It's very exciting. Love to hear that. But it's a whole other level to listen to a seasoned saint talk to you about the love of God and how He has seen them through all of the ups and downs, the valleys and the mountains, the good times and the bad, how He's made a way when there was no way. And there's something that everybody in this church needs to hear. When an elder begins to speak, you need to bend an ear and listen to them, because they can put some wisdom into your life. Listen to their passion. Listen to their drive. Listen to their fire. They've got a story to tell you. They've seen the ups and downs, and they've seen the highs and the lows. And they know when God can do things that nobody else can do, they can show you those things. It's a very deep thing. You need to listen. It's a good thing to have elders. It's a good thing to listen to them. In the book of Genesis, the book of creation, we find God spoke everything into existence. But He formed man out of the dust and touched him, so that man was different from anything else He had created. God has loved man from the beginning. He met and talked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening. God fellowshiped with Abraham, called him a friend, and made a mighty nation out of him. He empowered a stuttering man named Moses, caused him to do mighty miracles and to lead a nation out of bondage. God took an adopted boy, made him one of, if not the greatest prophet Israel has ever had. The Bible says that God honored every word that Samuel spoke. He loved a little shepherd boy, anointed him king over a whole nation of Israel, called him a man after His own heart, gave him victory in almost every battle that he fought in. The Lord loved David. God chose a man that swore like a sailor, a man that claimed he loved God, and that ended up denying Him when Jesus needed him the most. It was Peter that the Lord told him, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It was Peter who had the boldness to stand up on the day of Pentecost and proclaim, these are not drunk as you suppose, but this is that which the prophet Joel spoke about. And he delivered the first message of the New Testament, salvation. And what about the man who persecuted the church, murdered, jailed, and beat people that had the Holy Ghost? Paul, after his conversion, became one of the greatest apostles to champion the Word of God. God loves mankind. He loves you and I in so much that He laid His life down for us. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. God loved us. Little dirt balls, mud pies, something that He touched and put a little breath in. Loved us enough to form Himself a body, to feel our afflictions, to go to a cross, to put it all on a cross, to bleed everything He had so that we would have a chance just for a relationship with Him. Hallelujah. That's how much our God loves us. What an awesome God. If you feel that love right now, let's just lift our hands and begin to praise Him for that. Let's begin to just give Him the glory for that. What an awesome God to love us enough to die for our sins, to do more than any other God has ever done. Hallelujah. We give you the praise for that, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Judges chapter 13, verse 24. And the woman bare a son, called his name Samson. The child grew, and the Lord blessed him. Judges chapter 15, verses 14 through 20. And when he had come unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. You got to know this part of the story. See, he had married a woman, and something had transpired. She went back to her father's house. They went and killed and destroyed the house. Samson got mad and retaliated and killed a bunch of them. And the Israelites got all upset about the situation. They said, "Don't you know that the Philistines are the rulers over us? What are you trying to do? You're trying to stir something up." They said, "We're going to take you to them. We're going to deliver you to the Philistines." And he made them make a pact with him and said, "As long as I don't fall to you, as long as you don't do anything to me, I'll let you take me to them." And they agreed to that. So they bound him and they took him to the Philistines. And the word of God said, "And when they came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire. And his bands loosed from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, a donkey, and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of a donkey have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand and called the place Ramoth Lehi. And he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. But God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name of it Enoch Kor, which is in Lehi unto this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistine 20 years. Samson was a very special man. God loved him and honored him. The Bible gives us many examples of Samson shaking himself. And the Spirit of God would move on him. And he would do supernatural feats. But just like so many before him, and all too many after Samson, thought that the grass was greener on the other side. Think about the things that he accomplished. How he would kill thousands. How he picked up the gates of a city and carried them up a hill. But his eyes began to wander. And he didn't think that was good enough for him. And that God didn't have enough for him. And that Israel, which represents the church, wasn't good enough for him to find a wife in. Samson had to go to the world for something more. He could not see all that God had done for him and all that Israel had to offer him. Sometimes we need to quit looking on the other side of the fence, realize what God's done for us, and see what the church has to offer for us. There's safety in this house. There's joy in this house. There's deliverance in this house. There's power in this house. There's deliverance in this house. There's salvation in this house. Hallelujah. This is the ark. This is where we can find safety at. We don't need anything in this world. We don't need anything they have to offer. There is nothing out there, but like Brother Carson said, just an imitation. They cannot duplicate the power of God. They can't duplicate the salvation of God. They can't duplicate the deliverance of God. They can have all the programs they want, but one altar trip can change everything for you. Hallelujah. We need the house of God. Hallelujah. But Samson saw something outside of Israel that he wanted more. So what did he do? He pressed his parents until they gave in to his demands for a woman to wife of the Philistines, by the way, which is direct enemy of his people. Hallelujah. It wasn't just any ordinary woman, but it was an enemy of his people. He pressed against the will of God until his will prevailed. I want you to think about that for a minute. This is where the message is going. I began to talk to my wife Monday, and this message began to develop. God laid it on my heart. We can press against God's will till we change it with our own will. We can vex Him. We can push Him until He stands out of the way and says, whatever you want, it's yours. You can have it. Judges chapter 16, verses 19 through 20. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Samson pressed until God finally gave Samson what Samson wanted. He gave him the wife that he desired. He gave him the pleasures of his heart. But when the enemy came on Samson, Samson got up but didn't know it. And the Lord had departed from him. He couldn't fight his enemies no more. There was no victory for Samson that day. Samson jumped to his feet, tried shaking himself, and the Spirit of God did not move on him like it did before. God loved Samson so much that he moved completely out of the way so Samson could have his heart's desire. God is faithful. God hears all of our prayers. And even though it doesn't seem like he moves on them like we want him to, doesn't mean he did not answer them. Think about that for a minute. Just because we don't see God moving doesn't mean God didn't answer our prayers. He heard everything you said. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3 and 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is not slack. He's not deaf, and he surely isn't weak. He has all the power, and when you pray, he has all the answers. It's time to let God be God. It's time to let him answer the way he wants to answer it. It's time to let him have his way and be patient with it. Hallelujah, because we are not in charge. I say it so many times, and we get caught up, especially men. We want to fix things. We see something, we run to it. We got to get it fixed out. Figured out and fixed. We do not have this all the time. We have a God that is in control and that has a purpose for our lives. When it all seems like it's falling apart, it's time to stand still and listen to what God's got for our lives. Amen. He has the answer. Hallelujah. Let's let God be God, and let's stop telling him how to do his job. Amen. What God has done in creation, his plan for man, his plan of salvation is a process. Living for God is a process. And there are certain steps to take to complete this process, or it will be left undone. Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for mankind's sin. He was perfect, knew no sin, took our sins to a bloody cross where he bled so we could be redeemed. But if he would have stopped at the cross, the sacrifice would have been incomplete. Just like the ram that the priests offered up in the Old Testament, fire had to be added to consume the sacrifice and complete the act. We must serve God in the good times and the bad, highs and the lows, the mountaintops and the valleys. All the time, serve God. And all the time, praise God. When you're up, praise God. When you're down, give him the glory for it. Hallelujah, because living for God is always the best. So if Jesus would have stayed in the tomb, his sacrifice would have been incomplete. Where did the fire come from for that sacrifice? When the stone rolled away and the Holy Ghost revived that body, the fire fell and consumed every piece of that sacrifice so that we could have life and life more abundant. His sacrifice was complete with fire. So must our life be also. We cannot just sacrifice a little bit and walk away and think that that's all. We need to add some fire to it. We need to add some passion to it. We need to add some determination to it. We need to get a grit, gut determination about ourselves. Make up our mind to live for God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. We need to celebrate when God is moving in the direction we ask Him to, and we need to celebrate when He's moving in the way He wants to. Hallelujah. God is always moving. God is always answering prayers. God does not stop. He is continually moving for us. This message was born as I began to think about a man I used to know. And he could shout the walls down of the church. He was not ashamed of living for God. Matter of fact, he would show you, God, and the devil how proud he was to live for God and to worship Him and everyone else. And he had such a special touch of the Holy Ghost in his life. Seemed like God had given him an extra shot when he filled him. Hallelujah. His joy overflowed. His testimony overflowed. His worship was infectious. His witness was unbelievable. And he made you want to live for God harder. But after he had backslidden, I began to talk to him and asked him kind of what went wrong, because I was really worried about him. And he said, you know, after all the years of living for God, he said, I looked around. He said, I was driving the same old car. He said, other people were driving nice cars. He said, I was living in the same old house. And everybody else was living in a better house. He said, I was making the same old money. He said, everybody else was getting raises. He said, everybody else's family was living for God, but his wife wouldn't budge. But what he didn't know, his witness was winning a whole community. What he didn't know, his witness was encouraging a whole church. And he began to look on the other side like Samson did. And I thought about this, and I thought about where I am at now and many others. And I thought about how God loves us so much. That not only did He die for our sins, and not only did He save us, but, you know, when He answers our prayers in the ways we don't desire, He loves us in that area too. Maybe when you're asking for a raise or better finances, God sees that if He gives you that, it won't be long. You're going to be walking out the doors and not living for Him anymore. Maybe when you're asking for a position for something, He sees that that position is going to take you out of your anointing with Him and your calling with Him. Maybe sometimes you can have that, but you're not mature enough for that right now. And He's saying no. When God says no, it's in love. For God so loved you that He could say yes and no and no. Hallelujah. Because what good is a raise? What good is more money in your bank account? What good is a newer car? What good is a better house? What good is a greater position when you don't even look like you used to come to church, and your body is taking on the tolls of sin again? Hallelujah, and you're lost. We need to really sink into this relationship and this process with God and realize that it's not all about the ups all the time. It's in the valleys is when we hear from God. It's in the valleys when we get the victory. It's in the valleys when we begin to grow. Like I said, year after year, after the time begins to tick off and you begin to mature in God, all of a sudden your appreciation for Him and the house of God becomes so great. It's a deep love. When He loved you before you loved Him, give Him some time, then all of a sudden you're in love with Him just like He loved you. And that's the relationship we're looking for right now. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now. Let's jump to our feet. Hallelujah. I could go on and on and on, but I'm not going to. I just want us to close our eyes. I just want to think about this before we open up the altars. Hallelujah. Our God is listening to every prayer that we have. Hallelujah. He's going to answer your prayer by and by. I promise you that. But right now, if God is telling you no, let's let Him wait. Let's wait on it. Let's not get upset. Let's not turn our backs. Let's not think that He's not listening to us. If He's got you in an area right now, in a situation in your life, He's stretching you. He's growing you. He's got something for you. And He's ready to take you to a different dimension and a different level. God loves you so much that He's going to die, that He died for you and that He forgave your sins. He loves you so much that through all your failures, He will always be there to forgive you. But He loves you enough to tell you no also. He loves you enough to say, I want to see your soul in heaven more than I want to see you blessed on this earth. Hallelujah. These altars are open right now. I believe it'd be a good time to recommit, rededicate, and to really solidify our relationship with God right now, that He would love us enough to save us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's call on God right now. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Let's dedicate right now. Let's relegate right now. Hallelujah. God is listening. God is moving. God is shaping right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just provide my every need. You were there when I was lonely. You were there in all my pain. Guiding my footsteps.
If you can't do it for any other reason,
a shelter from the
rain. Do it for the love of God.
And
if you can't think of anything else, do it for the love of God.
Made my life
Hallelujah.
Complete.
Lift Him. Praise Him.
You are
Honor Him and worship
my everything.
Him. Glorify
and
Him.
That
magnify
is why
Him.
I see.
Oh,
Jesus,
yeah.
I love you.
Hallelujah.
Because you care.
Yes, yes.
I couldn't imagine.
Jesus' name.
If you weren't there.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I love you.
I love you.
Because you care.
I
couldn't imagine.
I praise the name.
If you weren't there.
Oh, Holy God.
Oh, not because
yeah.
I've been so faithful.
Yeah.
Not because I've been so good.
Yeah.
You've always been there for me. To provide my every need. You were there when I was lonely. You were there in all guiding my footsteps, shelter from the rain, and it was you who made my life complete. Oh yes, you are to me my everything. That is why I sing. Jesus, I love you. Because you care, I couldn't imagine if you were not there. Jesus, I love you. I know you care. I couldn't imagine
Jesus
if you weren't there. Because you care, I couldn't imagine. No, if you were not there, you are the joy of my salvation. You're the peace in my storm. Your loving arms protect me. Your shelter from the harm. You are Alpha and Omega. Strong tower, you're my dearest friend, and it was you who made my life complete. I know you are to me my everything, and that is why I because you care. Jesus, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you. Because you care. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Because you care. I could not imagine if you were not there. Jesus, I love you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm so glad that you care.
Praise the name.
I couldn't imagine if you weren't there. Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Just tell him you love him.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Tell him he's the greatest thing that ever happened.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Closer than a brother, sister,
because
brother,
you care.
Father. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
I love you, Lord.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
I love you, Lord.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
I love you, Lord.
Because you care. I've been so faithful. No,
my.
It's not because I've been so good. You always been there for me,
always been
to provide my every need.
Hallelujah.
You were there when I was lonely.
Yeah.
You were there in all my pain.
Yeah.
Guiding my footsteps,
right.
A shelter from the rain. And it was you who made my life complete. Oh, I know you are to me my everything. That is why I sing. Jesus, I love you because you care. I couldn't imagine if you.
Lift your hands and just thank the Lord for
Jesus.
The places he's taken us today,
Jesus.
The words he's given us,
Jesus,
and his presence that we felt all day long.
Jesus, I love you.